This is the air I breathe.
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 1. I, Peter, am an apostle on assignment by Jesus, the Messiah, writing to exiles scattered to the four winds. Not one is missing, not one forgotten. Hallelujah. You are not missing and you are not forgotten. God the Father has his eye on each of you. Don't you like the rendering of this version? God the Father has his eye on each of you and has determined by the work of the Spirit to keep you obedient through the sacrifice of Jesus. May everything good from God be yours. Hallelujah. And that is a word to somebody. May everything good from God be yours. Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. From verse 3, what a God we have, and how fortunate we are to have him, this Father of our Master Jesus. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we have been given a brand new life. How many of you believe that you've been given a brand new life through Christ? The scripture says in the book of 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, I'm just linking it to this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ. Hey, I just quoted the scripture. Therefore, has it happened to any of you? Quoted it. You're reading a scripture, you're quoting it from your mind, and then all of a sudden it's like, where's the scripture going? Okay. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. All things are passed away. Now, when we give our life to Christ, as I believe strongly that each and everyone have given our lives to Christ, is there anybody with any iota of doubt that I don't think I'm in Christ? If you have prayed and asked the Lord to have mercy upon you, to forgive you, and you have believed in him and believed on him, then you are in Christ. Hallelujah. So if there is anyone struggling with any concept of doubt about your salvation, I am telling you that the day you said and opened your mouth and you said, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. I love you. I give my life to you. That same day, you were created a new person. Which part of you was created a new person? Your spirit was created a new person. A regeneration of your spirit, a total new creation of you was made right at that moment. Hallelujah. He said, if any man shall confess with his mouth and believe on the Lord Jesus, you are saved. Hallelujah. You open your mouth and make that confession, make that proclamation, that Lord, have mercy upon me, forgive me. You are saved. And whosoever the Son of God saves, you are saved. Once you are saved, you are saved. Hallelujah. So the scripture says in Romans 8 verse 1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because Jesus has paid the price for your redemption.
Amen.
Settled. The scripture says that forever, O Lord, thy word in heaven is settled. So once you have given your life to Christ, you know, sometimes the enemy, when I talk about the enemy, I'm referring to the devil. The enemy always tries to bring some accusations against you, referring to your past, referring to your mistakes in the past. But the scripture says in the book of Psalms, as far as the east is from the west. How far is the east from the west? The infinite. as far as the east is from the west, so has he removed your sins. So the day you said, Lord, have mercy upon me, your sins were forgiven. He has forgiven you. And God is not a man to be remembering the things that you have done. No. The person who tries to bring that against you is called the accuser of the brethren, which is the devil. Hallelujah. So when the enemy comes with those thoughts, what do you do? It's a casting down imaginations. Refuse it. Speak back to the enemy. Tell him that I have been saved. I've been purchased by the precious blood of Jesus. I'm transformed. I am a new creation. Oh, wow. This song just dropped into my heart. I am a new creation. I am a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I'm born again. Born again. More than a conqueror. That's what I am. I am a new creation. I am a brand new man.
Amen.
I am a new creation. I am a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I'm born again. Born again. More than a conqueror. That's what I am. I am a new creation. I am a brand new man. Yeah. Romans 8 verse 1. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, there is now no condemnation against him. So you've been purchased by the blood. Will the enemy come back to you and remind you of your past mistakes? Yes, of course, because the Bible refers to him as the accuser of the brethren. So anything to make you feel bad about yourself, about your past. But what I'm saying to you this morning is that once you gave your life to Christ, you said, Lord, have mercy. Your sins have been forgiven. You've been washed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay, reading from verse 3. What a God we have, and how fortunate we are to have him, this Father of our Master Jesus. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we have been given a brand new life. Hallelujah. So the first thing that happens to you is that your spirit is recreated, a total new creation. You are made a brand new person. And in the process of time, your mind is transformed by the renewing of the word. So your mind doesn't just change, but as like little born, little kids, you know, they feed on milk, and then gradually they change their diet from milk to solid food. That's what happens to our mind as well. We start getting exposure to the word of God, because the word of God is food unto us. Jeremiah said, I have found thy words were found, and it was, where's my scripture? Hold on for me. Jesus said that, Matthew 4:4. What does Matthew 4:4 say? Somebody help me out. Where are my Bible scholars? I hope you are not sleeping.
No.
Matthew 4:4. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Oh, nobody came up with the scripture. Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Okay, so God's word is food for us as we are growing up in the faith. And I'm saying that in the process of time, as we give ourselves to the reading of the word, to the revelation of the word, we grow and mature in the things of God. Hallelujah. Our mind is being renewed according to Romans chapter 12. Yes. our mind is being renewed. So it's not an instantaneous process when you become a Christian or a believer, but as you give yourself to the Word, you give yourself to the reading, to meditating on the Word, you realize that your life is changing. I believe all of you will attest to the fact that you are not the same person that you used to be years ago. Absolutely not. So many things have changed in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You've changed in different ways and different forms as a believer. You are growing. You are changing. Your attitude is changing gradually. As you're hearing the Word, your life is being impacted because there is life in God's Word. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then, so our born again life affects the three components of our being: our spirit, soul, and body.
Mm.
Our spirit is created anew. Our minds are being transformed and renewed by the Word of God. And our bodies, we know we exercise it, we bring it under subjection to what the Word of God says. We bring it into compliance with what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's continue reading from verse 5. What a God we have, and how fortunate we are to have Him, this Father of our Master Jesus. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we have been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. The day is coming when you will have it all, life healed and whole. I know how great this makes you feel, even though you have to put up with every kind of aggravation in the meantime. Pure gold put in the fire comes out of it proved pure. Genuine faith put through this suffering. Mm. Genuine faith put through this suffering comes out proved genuine. When Jesus wraps this all up, it's your faith, not your gold, that God will have on display as evidence of His victory. Hallelujah. Mm. You never saw Him, yet you love Him.
Mm.
Have you seen Jesus? No. You never saw Him, yet you love Him. You still don't see Him, yet you trust Him with laughter and singing. Because you kept on believing, you will get what you are looking forward to, total salvation. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Pure gold put in the fire comes out of it proved pure. That is from the verse 7. Pure gold put in the fire comes out of it proved pure. You know, when you take gold in its raw state, it's not as beautiful as it looks like until it has gone through fire. That is when you see the beauty of it. So challenges, problems, and all those things, we can refer to it as the fire. That when you go through the challenges, problems as a Christian, at the end of the day, what you get is what? A testimony. When you go through that test, you come out with a testimony. So be strengthened, be encouraged. No matter whatever you're going through at this point in time in your life, you are not forgotten. This morning, that is one thing that I want you to know from 1 Peter chapter 1. It said, not one is missing, not one forgotten. No, God hasn't forgotten about you. You know, sometimes you can just be there and all of a sudden begin to have a self-pity party, you know, saying, oh, nobody cares about me. Nobody thinks about me. No. God knows your name. He thinks about you. He cares about you. And He has specifically said in His Word, not one is missing. Not one forgotten.
Amen.
So you are the apple of God's eye.
Amen.
You know, when you put your hand very close to your eye, you begin to what? Close your eye. Because that black thing is so sensitive that as soon as somebody begins, you even try to move your own hand towards your own eye, you begin to close your eye. Now, mm-hmm. God is referring to you as the apple of his eye. You are the apple mm-hmm. of God's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you are precious to God. Other people could talk you down, but always tell yourself, I am precious to the Lord. I've been purchased mm-hmm. by the precious blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So you are not just a commoner. No. When people try to categorize you in that class, no, you are precious to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You have been redeemed, purchased by the blood. Jesus had to leave heaven, come down to earth, share his blood for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a priceless gift. You will never understand it, what mm-hmm. it took and what it takes. No. It's too much to be understood and comprehended by even angels.
Mm-hmm.
What would take Jesus from heaven, the Son of God, to share his own blood for you to be redeemed and to be precious. So we are precious to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Therefore, any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
Mm-hmm.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Anytime that the devil tries to remind you of your past mistakes, tries to bring it up, just let him know, I am the redeemed of the Lord. My sins have been forgiven. There is no condemnation for me in Christ Jesus. No,
amen.
I have been purchased by the blood.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
The
amen.
Reason why you need to speak out and you need to make those bold declarations based on the word is not just mere confession, but you're speaking words of life. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Mm.
They are spirit in their life. So you have to decree and declare what the word of God says. You see, your mind is the battleground. And so for you to be defeated in the physical or on any plane, Satan has to work on the mind of a person's mind. And that is why the Bible says that give no place to the devil. Resist him and he will flee from you. How are you going to resist him? By not allowing him to take total authority and charge over your mind. That is why Romans chapter 12 says that you have been transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your
Amen.
Spirit is created anew. Your mind is supposed to be empowered with the revelation of God's word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So I want us to just lift up our voice this morning and pray and say, Lord, the grace to become a studious